Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Dave Blake, who is the Chief Engagement Officer at Building Forward Now and a consultant with Giant. Dave, can you believe it? For 17 years now at New Leaf, we focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Dave, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Thank you, Paul. And I appreciate the invite today. It's great to be with you and share some thoughts and ideas. Building Forward Now was created back in 2018 with the vision of really helping people find purpose and passion in what they do. To really, I always use the phrase, know oneself to lead oneself. And I think that is critical to the work I do, working with leaders, working with teams, to really understand their voice and to really deeply understand who they are. Mm-hmm. So back to that question, I think it's today when people look at teams, when people look at leaders, what are some of the critical things that are important? I think it's vitally essential that leaders take time to pause and take time to learn. And I think that's what I always tell leaders is, and I tell anybody, in fact, and I think it, you know, complements even the work that you're doing, is we're so busy in life that we don't take time to pause and sort of embrace the moment. Where are we today? What are we going to do? What are we trying to accomplish? And to take time to learn. I think sometimes we forget that learning isn't just about being in the classroom. The experiences we have, the cultures we build, our family, our community, those things all, I think, apply to better understanding exactly what it is we're trying to do. I think people today more than ever search for purpose. And I encourage leaders on all fronts to take time to either work with a coach, work with a consultant, work with a trusted friend or confidant, a mentor, to better understand exactly what it is they're trying to accomplish with their leadership. And more importantly, then, to translate that vision in actionable ways to their employees. And a lot of what I hear today from employees is this idea that I'm not being heard. Mm-hmm. And so how do you teach people to be heard? And I've been fascinated by just the research around this concept of learning one's voice and better understanding. And I don't mean the tone or the volume, even though I think all of us as our voices have those sort of unique characteristics. But more importantly, diving deep into understanding who we are when we speak. I use terms like, am I a nurturer? Am I a connector? Am I a creative, a pioneer, a guardian? It's kind of the work I do with Giant. But better understanding exactly where our voice comes from. Because in some cases, sometimes it essentially comes down to we have conflict in voice, right? My voice is different than your voice. And sometimes that results in conflict. What it should do is result in conversation about understanding how we can take advantage of that and how we can better use our knowledge of what where the other person's coming from to better adapt our words. And I think as leaders begin to build teams, I encourage them to take time, again, know yourself to lead yourself, but more importantly, understand the voice of your team. Understand your voice as a leader. I ask people all the time when I meet with them and talk with them, I said, how would you describe your voice? And they're like, well, you know, high, low, medium, English accent, American accent. How would you describe it? I said, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, when you communicate, what is it you communicate? Are you a people person? Are you talking from the present? Are you talking from the past? Are you talking from the future? Mm-hmm. And I think all of these things are critical as part of understanding and developing people in today's modern workforce. I think one of the other things, too, that I would add is make sure that as you're learning those things that drive your passion. And what I mean by that is, every day we get up and we have options, right? Do we get up or do we crawl back into the bed? And when we find opportunities to do the things that drive passion, then we really do find purpose. And so I encourage leaders at all points, not only to learn what you need to know, but also learn what it is that's going to drive that passion each and every day. Paul, I'm going to turn it back to you. Those are a couple of brief thoughts for today, but I hope your listeners find it useful.
Dave, I really appreciate that. Really clear and concise. And I won't repeat back what you said there, but that really made a lot of sense to me. And you touched on points that I've never personally even considered before. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of the website of the various events that we have going on throughout the course of the year, many of which are free, many of which are in partnership with professional organizations. And then, Dave, again, I just want to say a big thank you for your time again today. It's so great to see you again.
You as well.
You a virtual high five.
There we go. Take care.
Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate it. Thanks for being with us today.
You as well.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.